Mm-hmm. You talk. Give me two.
Moves about that garbage.
Our fantasy. Damn, fantasy for love.
Time is.
Yeah. Down that meat, thanks.
Take it out. Like good. A capitalist. Good. Take a man of change. Go away. Good.
Garbage time.
Welcome back. Another episode of Garbo Time. Been a little while since we've seen each other, since we've graced each other with our presence. Tonight is going to be an interesting episode. We got a lot to cover tonight, boys. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Been a minute.
Yeah. I can't say I'm happy to see you all, but kind of happy to be out of the house and doing it. We got episode 38.
Tonight. Well, before we get, congratulations due to the Augustine family.
Oh, thank you. You're sweet, dude. After all the turmoil we've on our way here, you're congratulating me. Thank you.
Well, I think I've done my due diligence as far as saying that if it wasn't for Gianna keeping the Augustine family afloat over there.
True.
On the lane.
But, hey, just tell everyone where I live.
705.
Beep. thanks, Frank.
What's your boy's name? Come on. Let our viewers know. What's going on?
Jimmy Hoffa Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Hoffa Jr.
Here
Augustine.
We go.
Yep. Hey, guys. Thank you, Frank, for that.
Okay. We're keeping it on the down low.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for giving everyone
Scotty had his seventh child.
Seven
for you
kids.
People that haven't known. Lots happened in... Since our last episode, so.
Seven kids, eight baby mamas.
Good God. You're up there with Tyreek Hill.
I'm getting close.
Chris Johnson.
Nick Cannon.
Ooh, Nick Cannon.
Dude. I think he's tops.
He might be. Guys.
Wilt?
Wilt
I don't think
still?
He had any kids. I think it was just a
just
lot of
a lot
women.
Of partners?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, speaking of which, I saw that Karl Malone had a kid with like a 13-year-old.
Wait.
That nobody knows about.
He's got a good publicist because they've kept that
they
down
have kept that
on the down low.
Back in his playing days?
Yes.
I wouldn't say 13, but definitely.
No, I think it was 13.
14, 15, 16. I'm trying to give the mailman the benefit of the doubt. But nonetheless, yeah, not a good look. Not
all,
a good look.
It's all bad either way. But hey, guys.
Kind of fitting, though, coming from Utah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He played for Utah, but was he from Utah?
Probably not.
We'll fact check that later. But hey. Garbo Time, episode 38. We're going to do a run-through, but first, let's get through it. Oh, we're going to do our opening thoughts like we always do, if you're a listener to the show. And then a special, special segment tonight. We got I don't know if you listened to our past episodes about the great Joe Montana card caper mystery. One of the bigger episodes we've ever had. I mean, this thing went global.
It blew up.
It was viral.
We thought we had something special, and we didn't know what we had at the time. I mean, there has been so many questions.
Lightning in a bottle.
I couldn't put it any better.
I don't know about that, but sounds like someone that might have been involved in this.
Who do we have in studio?
And that's what I'm getting to here. So we have Kyle Harristy, which is one of our host brothers, Kyle. Really good friend of ours and the show. And he finally gets to come on and kind of rebuttal what was said on the Joe Montana card caper mystery episode, where we may or may not have accused him of stealing the Joe Montana.
Well, to be fair, I think we had only three suspects at the time. But after the show, there were so many questions. We're like, it had to.
Could have been Kyle.
It could have been Kyle. So I think the last time it was brought up, we did bring Kyle necessarily in the fold, but as suspect number four.
So it's kind of only fair to bring him back, bring him in, and let him tell his side of the story or what he knows, what he remembers, because Sean wholeheartedly accused him, and I thought it was unfair, and I think there's two sides to every story, and he should be able to tell his truth, right?
Well, gentlemen, it is an honor and a privilege to be a part of this show. I'm one of your only listeners, and long-time listener, first-time guest. This is exciting for me, so thank you so much, three of you. I appreciate being here.
We're really happy to have you, and your voice is sexy and sultry.
You know, my dad always told me I had a face for radio, so yeah. I'm excited to...
Producer Paulie is giving the thumbs up with that, too.
Yeah, Paulie, yeah. All right. Paulie's into it. Well, thanks for joining us, Kyle.
Oh, my pleasure.
I can't wait to get into it. And when we came here tonight, it was very low energy. Everybody, there was just like a weird low energy.
Yeah. Frank's perked up a little bit.
A little bit.
Not a lot.
Has Frank ever perked up?
Nah, he's kind of just always that way. So hopefully we could charge this thing up a little bit. Let's get it going, boys.
I'm excited. Let's go.
So let me run the episode down for tonight. Hopefully we get to a lot of these things. We're going to do our opening thoughts. We're going to get into Kyle's rebuttal on the Joe Montana autograph card that was stolen from Sean. And he's still butthurt over it. And Kyle did buy him a replica version of it.
Which is kind of suspicious.
Might not be authentic.
We could talk about that.
Yeah. But anyway, then we're going to go to explain to us, Sean, where it's kind of a segment we've done once or twice before where we give Sean some sports rules or sports slang and we ask him to explain it to us. And most of the time he's wrong and Frank fact checks it and everybody gets a little wiser or dumber from it. But, and then there's this fad that's been going on, for the next topic, which is pre-game stadium fits for the NFL. NFL especially, like...
Are we talking the WAGs? WAG fits?
No, I'm talking the players. Like, coming in, like, Debo Samuel wearing a... like, he's going to a YMCA concert in a full leather, you know, like, short shorts.
I don't know. The NBA is even worse.
Okay,
we can get into this.
NFL, NBA, whatever you want to do. But it's getting out of hand is my point on this. So I just want to talk about that a little bit. We'll go into a halftime, take a little break, we'll have a good halftime guest for you. And then we're going to come back from halftime strong. And we're going to go best and worst first round picks. And this could be any sport. This could be baseball, basketball, whatever you guys want to get into.
First person I call to do a podcast.
Oh, God. Here he is. Can we? Somebody want to strangle him a little bit? And then we're going to get a citrus report because the listeners have been writing in. Citruses are dying, and they want to know what they can do. It's been a kind of a mild summer, but...
the most mild summer since the 1960s.
There you go, folks.
It's heating up, though. This week has
been... It's going to cool off.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hot today.
I can't wait to get into that. So, Sean, and Kyle, you probably know some citrus, too, being a Harrisy.
There are a few citruses that I know a little bit about, okay. Buddha's hand specifically, but...
Oh, yeah. I remember that at your parents' house.
Yeah. Well, I have Sean's Buddha hand tree.
Couldn't take care of it.
It's dying still.
Sweet.
It's like a little orphan tree. Then nobody wants to take care of it.
They're hideous.
And then we're going to end it with a life sentence. So that's it. We got Dom. Izetta's going to be joining us in a little bit.
Don't hold your breaths.
Don't hold your breaths. Let's get into it, boys. Opening thoughts. How's everybody doing? Kyle, how are you?
You know, again, I'm just honored to be here. I'm feeling excited. You're absolutely right. When I saw the three of you walk up my stairs, by the way, I should probably mention we're at my
dining
room table right now.
Casa de Harrisy.
Yeah, Domaine du.
It's beautiful.
My opening thoughts are the importance of spending quality time with your friends, I think, is an underrated and undervalued and underappreciated part of our generation. And I really appreciate you guys putting this together and spending some time with me on Saturday.
That is so sweet. Sean, give him a hug.
No.
Give him a kiss. Okay, it just got weird. No, thank you, Kyle. That's that means a lot.
You guys mean a lot to me, and it's funny, but it's true.
Totally. If our significant others had something to say about it, it'd be like, no friend time. Mm-mm. Get it out.
Yeah. Zero.
You don't need it. No. You don't need it.
That does not sound important.
Zero.
We have a 6-year-old birthday party to go to tomorrow.
That's significant time. how dare you take 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever it is, and be selfish and go hang out with your friends once a week?
Scumbags.
I digress. I could go. I get derailed. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, something just happened a moment ago that really kind of solidified something that Frank already thought about me. But my legendary chicken wings from the football game a couple years ago that get brought up kind of often, of the limp chicken. Frank just tore into his chicken thigh that Kyle had cooked, and it couldn't be any more raw.
Oh, no. Really?
So this has added to the lore of the lack of...
Is it a heresy thing?
It could be. It could be a disease.
So look at his mouth. It's a gape.
Frank is holding up
would not eat that. You probably should get your fingers out.
Yeah, you should go wash your hands.
Finger it.
He is knuckle deep in a chicken thigh.
And raw.
It's kind of burnt on the outside, but as pink can be.
Listen,
inside.
Heresy do wine. Heresy don't do chicken.
Well said, Frank. Well said.
You should have seen the look he shot me when I saw what he was doing. It was hurtful, actually.
Honestly, I think you saw me pulling on it, and it was nothing being pulled apart.
No,
it was
but exposed the inner area, and that, I wouldn't eat that.
Yeah, that's so we don't eat chicken at the Harrisons. I mean, Vicky and Val, I'm sure we could trust.
I don't know. This is becoming a pattern here.
This is bad.
I burnt the outside.
Has Evan ever cooked chicken?
Evan has cooked chicken.
And?
It was rare.
Fuck.
At best.
All right, there you go.
All right, listeners, if you ever find yourselves barbecuing with the Harrisons and they're the lead men on the grill and there's chicken on the barbie,
just go home.
Pass.
Go
home.
Frank, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Just happy to be alive, happy to be with this fantastic crew. It's been a while. You know, we have a new member of the Garbo Time family, Mr. Bodhi, which we love and glad to see, healthy.
Bodhisattva.
Whatever. it's football season, which, thank God, long time coming. Niners have the easiest schedule. I don't think that means anything for us.
There's no easy schedule in NFL football.
They have the easiest, according to the pundits, but... Hey, just glad to be here. We thank Kyle for hosting Garbo Time here. It's been hard to find a home lately in the last few months.
We've been homeless.
We have. Capo, Sean's. No one wants to drive to Napa for some reason.
Never been offered.
It's been offered several times.
How do you get to Napa?
I know where it is.
It's tough.
I've never been there.
It's tough.
What is it?
It's up over this little hill here, but nevertheless.
In the rebob zone.
The rebobs. Well, we have a host here that, you know, breathes and lives rebobs. But
you talking about me?
I'm talking about you.
Love the rebobs.
Why don't we explain what a rebob is?
No, we could be here forever. Okay. We don't.
Do
we've done it before.
I've never heard
here
of
it. Here we go.
Never heard of it.
There's a wine named Rebob Wine. It's a mythical creature that lives off Partrick Lane.
Right by Frank's house.
In Napa County. And there was rumors, and we've talked about this on an episode way back.
We went down a rebob hole.
But
I'll have to revisit. Do you know what episode number that was?
Half monkey.
I think it was the episode after Lane Beachley. So just a few viewers.
It's basically a half monkey, half like bat type thing. It's a monkey with wings, like the ones that Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
They're real.
Well, I couldn't be more confused after what you just explained to me what a rebob is.
Google it.
Okay.
Anyway, Scotty, you, how?
Great.
Good.
Not very convincing.
Just, you know, I'm in it right now. I got two kids under two, and a five-year-old that's just wild.
Thank God for Gianna.
Yeah, the anchor.
To say the least.
The anchor.
Last time Scott was in this kitchen, he told me that they were pregnant. And
which one?
With your
which
third.
Girl? Which,
six. Kid six.
Kid six or seven?
Eight. With his seventh baby mama. And he's like, yeah, Gianna's pregnant. And uncontrollably, my eyes just crossed. I was like,
yes.
thought you were going to say cry, but no, you're like, what?
And I, this is generally my response to people with two children that are expecting
a third.
I'm like, do you know how this happens?
I have no clue. We've never even had sex.
Well, that's how it happens. Maybe you might want to get a DNA check. But I couldn't be more proud of you, Scott, knowing what you came from and having the beautiful family that you do. And being such a pillar of our community.
Did I come from like
pump
the streets?
The brakes. I know, I was like Sandy and Stan are pretty upstanding.
I've had a rough road.
Citizens.
Right.
It's been
tough.
I've seen rock bottom many times. Mm-hmm. So,
up there on Carragher Road, yes. Just looking down at the people.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Absolutely. Cheers. Love you, dude.
It has been you guys know everything I've been through.
Lived a tough life, Scotty. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn for the rest of us, but, you know, good. You're lucky.
Barely. Dahmer's in the house. Dahmer just showed up. All right. Oh, I've been looking for the applause button here, but I can't find it.
Is that salmon?
Did you bring some chicken?
You like raw chicken, Dom?
Pink for Augie's boy.
Oh, he's not even on a mic. He's coming through.
I like it. Hold on. Let me pause this. We'll get Dom set up and be right back. Yeah. Dahmer, welcome. Glad you could make it, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Scotty. You guys solve all the world's problems?
We got it all figured out. It's awesome. Yeah. You showed up to kind of, we were kind of getting angry at each other all day. I'm sure you saw the text going back and forth. Nobody can make their goddamn mind up. My wife made a note of it, like, you don't tell me anything. I'm like, I don't know when we're doing it, what time, where. She's like, well, you don't tell me any of this. I'm like, because I don't know. And that was the fight.
We must have the same
wife.
That
was a real fight?
That was a real fight.
He was just trying to find a place to place blame.
How did my text of, I don't know about this tonight, guys, I'm just having a really hard time.
It was just kind of like it's like a text I get from Sean or Frank every hour.
Yeah, well, I sent a text, and I was like, I don't know, guys. I'm just not mentally there to
too much sex
to
today.
Do this. It was a heavy day for me. And I sent the text, and I'm like, I don't mean that. I want to see my friends.
I'm glad you... Hey, yeah. Cheers.
So I apologize for the text. It was a false alarm. I was just having a weak moment.
Although when we showed up, this place was like darkened out, like a little trap house.
Kyle was cramping up. It didn't look like we were not off to a good start.
It looked like he just woke up, or I don't know.
I was dehydrated.
You were. You got your electrolytes in you?
I got a drip drop.
Ready to play the second half?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm all in.
Help! I've fallen.
All right, guys. So we'll move on from opening thoughts. We'll get into this Kyle's rebuttal on the Joe Montana autograph card that was stolen. And if you don't know about this one, go back and listen to that episode. I don't know.
Episode one, I believe.
No, not even close.
Was it not? It was one of our shittier firsts, but nonetheless.
It was way back when. But it's basically, if we could just wrap the story up.
Just give us the cliff notes real quick. Give us the
short and sweet one.
Well, just give us the three... You know, potential.
Okay, so the Joe Montana card that I opened out of a pack of Upper Deck football cards was signed, had it. It was in 1991. Okay. And subsequently stolen on Thanksgiving Day, 1991.
That's almost.
So you didn't have the card for less than a couple months.
I had the card for a couple months. Okay. It wasn't very long.
Where'd you keep it?
All over the place. Remember, we talked about the multiple hiding spots, which was also one of my theories that I could have hidden it from myself.
Which we do with our wallets when we're drunk all the time.
I'll never forget it here.
Yeah, so that was it. There's the four prime suspects are...
Let's back up. There was really three in the beginning.
Well, now there's four.
Well, but let's start from the beginning.
From the beginning, there was my dad's coworker friend... who was a major card collector who also wanted to buy the card when I had gotten it for $1,000. And I was 10, I guess, which would have been like a bazillion dollars. And that
is all the money.
That is like all the money in the world, which I said, no, I wanted to keep it.
His name?
We don't do names.
Okay. Wait, how much did he offer you?
$1,000.
Wow. How much do you think it was worth at that point?
Probably about $1,000. Yeah.
Suspect two?
Suspect two was our neighbor friend who was with me when we bought the pack of cards at Vineyard Market over by Denny's at the time. And he always kind of thought that it was kind of both of our cards, but it was not.
Did he throw down on the pack?
No, hell no.
He was just with
no one throw down. Ooh. I mean, our parents gave us probably $3 to go buy candy and football cards at
he didn't
the
like
store.
Give you a nickel if
nothing
cover it.
Okay. Is this? Can we check this out?
I wasn't there. I wasn't there upon purchase. Mm.
So there's him. Suspect three was Grandpa Bob, who was a big Niner fan.
Names.
Well, Grandpa Bob's since passed, so I think we can name names on this one.
I mean, Grandpa Bob's pretty vague.
And he was also like a step-grandpa, so I really don't care that much.
He was an ex-step-grandpa. He was my mother's dad's ex-wife's husband. Second husband.
Okay, we could have just gone with Grandpa Bob.
Well, no, I think it begs an explanation as to why he's being named and no one else is.
And his name could have been something different. We weren't very close with
it. It may have been Bill. We really don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we're
so Grandpa Bob,
real soon.
A neighbor friend, and then a friend of your father's.
We'll call him Gary.
Gary.
For just, that's actually his real name.
So there's John Doe, who's a friend of your father.
Yep.
There is suspect one. Suspect two is a friend of yours at the time, neighbor. We'll say John
Doe
2. We
can call him
Jesse. We'll just go ahead and call him by his name
Jesse
as well.
Jesse Doe. And then suspect three was Grandpa Bob.
His name might have been something else, but we'll...
We'll stick with Grandpa Bob. Yeah. So we ran the gamut with those three. Some of us didn't feel satisfied.
I know. Three suspects is usually perfect, but...
Four or five episodes later is then when... Kyle.
When his name came up, and it was revealing. We got a lot of people doing some internet sleuthing for us, and they said, hey, what about this guy? Did they ever think about that? Well, conspiracy theory could have been an inside job the whole time.
I mean, it's not too far-fetched to think that. Yeah, it's really not.
It's like one of the simplest answer is the right answer. And
I was probably asked
Occam's razor.
One time. I was asked one time, do you have the card? No. One time.
I mean, that no just sounds so suspect.
Me?
Well,
Kyle, what?
Can I give... I want to let Kyle say his piece. He's being very reserved right now, and I appreciate that. But, Kyle, you did have a little klepto run in your days.
You know, it really hasn't even ended. I have sticky fingers. If I see something that's really cool, it's coming home. And I own that. It's just part of who I am.
You've gotten better, though, right?
I've gotten way better. Yeah, right. I don't do it on retail settings. It's more of, like, people's homes.
Okay, so remember this, everybody, when Kyle's over.
But hard to steal something in your own home.
Well, from your brother, I mean
I
he didn't question you more than that. Did
time.
You take it? And you're like, no.
No.
Okay.
I was 7 or 8.
If I was 10, you're...
8.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old.
All right.
No, it wasn't me.
Didn't do it. So let's get into this.
Okay.
What's your side of the story, Kyle?
Do you
remember this?
I was 8 years old.
Well, it's like, where were you? Were you there at the time of the card opening?
I was not. No. I
mean, let's say, when was the first time your eyes laid on the card? From the time
probably
that he purchased
the same
it.
Same day,
okay.
You know,
same day.
This was front page news in the Index Tribune.
I was just going to say, it was in the newspaper.
It was in the Index Tribune, not on the front page, but on page 2 or 3.
I'm easily...
You're seeing it. That's when we didn't have cell phones,
Was Steve Serafini interviewing you?
There was no real interview. There was just a photo op, and then we left.
By Noonan?
I mean...
Maybe. Okay. I have the article. I've saved it. I had to pay, $4.
I would just
to the
assume
IT
Tom
to have them
Noonan
send me a
and
PDF.
Steve Serafini
so
were
yes, I will.
Deeply
Kyle,
rooted in this.
Questions.
He was a sports
Did you
guy.
Know who
yeah, exactly.
Joe Montana was?
Oh, absolutely. This is like... This is the prime Niner of our lives. Yeah,
of course.
We're all Niner fans. When I was 8 was like when the Niners were what they were. I was a huge fan. And so I'm easily like 4th person to know. They come... charging into the house, look what I got. And just dumbfounded. Like, you're literally holding gold. As a child, you see this, and it
red and gold,
and it legitimately was glowing. It was quite the sight.
It was probably all bent up by the time he got it home.
No, that thing went into a little gem case immediately. Yeah. I was like, with the screws that you really had to do.
They didn't sell those there.
I had one.
You brought one with you.
I had one at home. I had a whole bunch of card.
It's almost like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I got the golden ticket.
I'm actually reading Marlin.
You got Golden Joe.
I'm rich. But look, I'll never have to work.
At that time, I never had to work ever again in my entire life, in my mind.
At the time.
Of course, yeah.
But we had purchased countless packs of cards from Dada's Liquor.
Mm-hmm. Without getting too... We talked about this during the first episode, but this was something that I didn't even know was a thing. Like,
yeah, no.
There's going to be a Joe Montana card that's signed, like my favorite player from my favorite team. But we didn't even know that was something that was possible.
It was like you were in a dream and it was too good to be true, which apparently it was. But again, experiencing that, sharing that joy, my parents were thrilled. And then as Sonoma learned, it became a bigger deal. And I feel like we're still holding on to that. It was a pretty big deal. I every time I go by Vineyard Market, which is now in a different location, I look at that building. I'm like, That's where this happened.
That's cool. Can I ask a question? Do you think, and here's maybe the fifth suspect, which is a wide variety. Once the news got out, your picture was in the newspaper. Like, this kid has it. This kid has Willy Wonka's gold ticket. I'm going to go get that sumbitch.
It's possible.
Did you have a house cleaner?
The town was abuzz at that time.
Was there gardeners?
I wouldn't be able to say. It was an inside job, I can tell you that.
Did you have someone come detail your car?
I was 8. So let me just tell you a little bit more about my experience with it.
I love how you're dumbing yourself down here, trying to make yourself thrilling, less than an
And then it was like every time someone would come in and be like, did you see it? Have you seen it? And there were like some specific places in the bar area. There was like the drawer there and it would sit there a lot.
Yes, it would.
And it would just always be out. And it was
floating around.
Was like an heirloom.
It should have been bolted to the wall, right?
Did you have a dog at the time?
No dog.
That's a good question. And it truly felt like the buzz never left our house. It was just the most exciting thing that had ever happened to us. And it was like a family heirloom that fell out of the sky that we would have forever. And we would just enjoy this beautiful card with our favorite.
Now I'm getting a little even more suspicious of this guy.
It was poetic. It was poetic and it was emotional and it was exciting. And that Thanksgiving, I didn't even remember that it was Thanksgiving that it went missing.
He almost slipped right there.
What a day to pull one over on your family. What do you think?
You saw more notice. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And
anybody.
As exciting as it all was and magical, the heartbreak and the ache of what we had lost was like, you know, losing a family heirloom, like something irreplaceable. Money can't buy this, even though it's $1,000. You can't buy this magic.
Did Sean cry?
I imagine multiple nights by myself. Sean, you heard him? I've seen Sean maybe cry like twice. And when I was 5, he came in with a gash down the middle of his head. Wasn't crying. I started crying immediately.
But the Montana card got him, huh?
That was a big deal.
I'm sure. I don't know. I don't remember tears. I haven't seen Sean cry very, very often. But again, that heartache and that feeling of loss, it was more than just a material item. It was like a piece of our culture. It was like a relic that had been lost.
I'm kind of, the way Kyle's talking, I'm kind of starting to not suspect it.
Well, he's done a fantastic job of making himself look like he didn't do it, but he's almost talking into me that he did do it.
As I look at it, bird's eye view, I take myself out of it, I would accuse me. I am a perfect suspect and could very well be guilty. part of this phase of my life, I don't remember much of it. I was eight. There could have been a point that I like threw it in the toilet because I was mad at you.
Oh.
Because you were picking on me and I shredded it and I put it in the toilet and I flushed it down the toilet. That could have happened.
I could totally see that happening.
That could have happened. That could have been a
Sean
thing.
Sean loves this so much.
Yeah. Just
throwing, going down the toilet.
Yes. Right down the pooper. And
wow. Okay.
But I felt emotionally attached to this thing. It was such a item of excitement and pride for our family that I really wanted it, and I liked the, like, show people the card, here it is. And let's be honest, the Jesse is not a suspect. Kathy Wickiewicki would have
I think we could discard Jesse as a suspect.
Apparently the room was tossed, the bedroom.
Oh, there's no way.
Mom tossed the bedroom.
If I am
not found.
No. And
Wait. So what does that make Jesse innocent or more?
Look, you might have had a good hiding spot.
Jesse and I are the most opposite people on the planet.
Wait, your mom tossed Jesse's bedroom?
His mom.
His mom did. Yeah, dude. I don't see Jesse.
He's quality, dude.
I think we get it. Just he's out.
So in my mind, it has always just been Grandpa Bob.
I was going to say, I thought there was someone that Gary. We grew up with way more sketchy.
Yeah.
Like, we've grown up with a lot of, like, way more sketchy people that are like,
of course.
Hey, I'm your new best friend.
That was Sean's
a week, and then,
middle brother.
You're missing your favorite toy the next day.
Yeah. And so there was just so much talk about, it's either these two guys. And I remember just not really liking that guy, Gary. He just gave me bad vibes, and he was single, which I thought was weird. I don't know if you remember, like, your dad's friends that were single when you're like, you're like, something's wrong with this guy. Why doesn't he have a girlfriend?
I'm thinking of Grant. Different, right?
Could be.
No, but your dad's friend, Grant.
Oh, Brant.
Brant. With the Vans.
Brant was single by
choice.
This guy just sucked. and Brant had kids, and Brant was the man.
Okay. No, Brant was the man, for sure.
But I just always thought something was off with him. We stayed at his house. Who's 38, 40 years old with a closet stacked full of box cases, unopened, tops, Upper Deck, every single baseball, football, basketball card?
You want to see some of my cousins?
Do they have kids? Are they super weird? My point being is I just never really liked the guy. And my dad had some really, really cool friends. And he has some really cool friends. But he's also kept some shady friends. You remember Flip?
I remember Flip.
Yeah.
What a great nickname.
And like Dan.
Oh.
It's just a... just a shady group of dudes sometimes would be around my dad, and I'd be like, okay, whatever. He was one of these guys that I didn't like. And with the amount of evidence against him, the card collection that he had, have you seen that many cards in your life at a retail setting? Or
not really, to be honest. I mean,
let's track this guy down tonight.
Hundreds.
Get him.
I talked to my dad. He lives in Oregon now. Let's drive up to Oregon. And
is that where he lives?
It is now.
Is he still alive? Let's kill him if he's not.
No, honestly.
Beep!
I think it's,
And to make an offer on the card and to come over and, like, we stayed at his house for 2 weeks for some reason, or, like, bathroom was getting redone or something.
No, I think the home was being built, and we had, they had sold the home that we were living in before, but the house we were moving into wasn't done yet.
Yeah.
So he was kind enough to let us borrow his house. Maybe he thought
we owed him one. We owed him one. And I remember being at his house and being like, why are we here? And like, just, it was kind of like...
Was this Lungwoods or Grandpa Bob?
Oh, no. Well,
this is Gary.
Oh, Frank.
This is Gary. And I remember looking at his closet full of baseball cards, and it was kind of that feeling when you wake up on Christmas and you just stare at the presents with like no real intention of opening them. You're just mesmerized by the brilliance of the lights and the packaging. His baseball card collection, not one opened, all the boxes sealed, a literal library of baseball cards. So we just would sit there and stare at it.
Did we ever think of Kyle and Lungwitz maybe being in cahoots?
Oh.
Listen, at this point, I am so willing to take responsibility of all of the bad things.
Well, we don't want you to take responsibility of something you didn't do, but...
drill him.
But...
put the light in his face, get him.
I mean, being a younger brother... you know.
Oh, that was right.
It was.
Don't tell me you weren't a bit jealous of older bro coming away with, you know.
You know, what's
this is like Bitcoin before Bitcoin. It's like, hey,
oh, yeah.
You knew like you had something hot and now.
But was he smart enough to realize that, though?
It's like,
but let me ask you, can I just ask this real quick? If I, in that situation, if I was this guy, this older guy, and a 10-year-old just hit this jackpot of a card, I don't think I would ever be like, dude, I'll give you $1,000 for it. I'd be like, kid, hold on to that card for the rest of your life.
Oh my God.
I would never make an offer. You know what I mean?
That is actually a point I was going to make.
Very good point.
The sleaze of this man was beyond just the energy that he had when he wasn't talking. But when he opened his mouth, it was just like, what? I remember being like, why is he making noises with his mouth? He's awful.
I'm
picking up on how awful he is at 8 years old to offer a 10-year-old.
I mean, it's almost like pedophile, you know, tendencies, maybe a bit.
Oh, well, listen, I don't want to go that far with Gary. I don't want to make that accusation, but I will.
Let's not go there for
him. I will die on this mountain. It was Gary Lungwitz. It was 1991, and I'm not entirely sure it was Thanksgiving.
I'm 100% sure it was Thanksgiving.
Did he come over that day?
He sure as heck did.
Well, let's just back up. So, is there a definitive answer you can give me
that
you
knew? No.
But the day that you say it was gone was Thanksgiving of 91, correct?
Yes, the Thanksgiving Day Massacre.
Can you tell me the last time you knew where the card was?
That day, we were all looking at it, dummy.
Okay, so a time like before Val's cutting turkey breasts.
Okay, it was almost 35 years ago. I don't remember the exact time.
But we're certain Gary Lungwitz is the scumbag that took your card.
I am 100% certain.
So you don't even you couldn't tell me definitively where the card was during that entire day.
It was in the bar where Kyle was talking, hidden, kind of.
We had like a little web bar thing with a drawer that had like all the things in it. It was the junk drawer that kept the most valuable possession of my entire family.
Perfect. Charlie's fucking golden ticket in the
junk drawer.
The junk drawer.
Pretty much. But it had its own little shrine and it had moments of fresh air and it was sealed in the like hard plastic bulletproof case. So there was no damaging the
got
honestly, I want this to be purely on Sean.
I think that's what we've come to the conclusion is like it's on Sean. You need to keep track of your card, dude.
I mean, that's ultimately where it comes from. Like, I don't know how many times my young girls, Frankie, Callie, have a favorite stuffy. They leave it on the ground. There's Doug fucking gnawing all the shit out of it. You know, it's gone. Exawaddle that you got from the bowling alley, gone.
Frank, I'm going to have to stand up for my older brother right now and tell you this was an item that was so priceless that there was...
I'll give you that.
There was eyes on it. Really, hours throughout every day.
So is Val suspect six?
No.
No way.
No.
No way. Not even
I don't think so.
Val and Jesse are cut from the same cloth.
Val would never
know. We'll never know what really happened, but...
No. I would be the father and be like, look at this dumbass. He's got a $1,000 bill walking around over here and he's just leaving it next to the dog bowl. Could give two fucking shits about this.
Let me teach him a lesson.
My dad always said, don't leave money laying around because they ain't going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's, dumb dick Sean.
Are you saying Val may have sold it to Lungwitz for
I'm not necessarily saying. I'm not. That's not my accusation. My accusation is
realistic.
That Val saw the card laying around. I'm like, okay, like I've seen this card laying around for like the fifth day in a row.
No, it wasn't on the floor.
I'm not. Do you hear me say the floor? I'm just saying, Sean being.
You said lying around. You didn't see
lying around.
It could have been on the floor.
In the bathroom. Your room. The kitchen table. Out on the lawn. Who knows? Val's just, So maybe Val on his deathbed is like,
nothing to do with
John.
Frank, I'm going to have to stand up for my whole entire family.
I'm with you. Oh, let's beat Frank
none of my family.
Frank, you're coming up with us to Oregon. We're going to shake this guy down.
we'll shake him down. I got some heavy pipe hitters up in
Roseburg area. Not anyone in my family. That is a wrinkle that we've ironed out.
It's easy for you to say.
We'll never know who it was.
Yeah, I love his deflecting, though.
Suspicious.
To say the least.
And it wasn't found when you guys moved out, correct?
Fuck. I'm not even kidding you, Dom. I looked for this when I was like 28, still looking for it.
Well, that's a good point. So like, from 91, when did you guys move out?
I want to say like 08.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
So there could have been.
It could still be there.
It's there.
Yeah. It's behind the cabinet.
Yeah.
Did you like cut the carpet and like, do some of that? Like, just like Kyle was like, I'll remember. I'll put it in here.
Please don't give out my address. But Harris, these are really bad at locking front doors. I never had a key to my childhood house. When the front door was locked, it was so frustrating because I had no other way to get in.
That's how it used to be. It's not like that anymore.
I still live like that.
I live like that.
Of course you do.
I live like that.
You leave your keys in your truck.
I know. Stuff keeps getting stolen, but I'm like, whatever.
I have
digital locks now. I'm like, this is too frustrating to have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So the home was open. And
I don't have a key to my own house. I really don't have one.
I never had one to my childhood home, and there was ways in. I mean, there were several ways in. You just had to go to the backyard and go through the back door. But the home was always open.
How old was Evan in 91?
5.
We can't.
Did he have like any understanding of the magnitude of what you had? 0.
Well, enough to not touch it, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's.
We all had our times with her. Or him, sorry.
Don't disrespect Joe like that ever again.
It was like a baby, though. And this thing was treated with so much respect and so much pride that we all shared together. It belonged to Sean, but it was, it was ours to be excited about. Oh, he doesn't like that one bit.
can I say, to kind of bring it all back, Kyle?
Put a bow on it.
Because you, years later, this was a year ago, you bought Sean that same card.
Well, as one of your listeners, I listened to the Caper Mystery that we are referencing previously, and it was like, you know what? You can just buy these things. I'm gonna go on eBay. Joe Montana signed, I didn't even have to do a lot of research because you guys had talked about what the specific card was in 1991, and I'm like, there it is. And it wasn't $1,000. It wasn't that cheap, but it wasn't that expensive.
Was it more than $1,000?
No.
Okay.
It was.
So it's lost value?
Oh well. Okay. So this is where I feel. There's a lot of companies.
You just bought a car and signed it.
So I see it.
Gary's.
And a year ago, my financial situation was a lot different than it is now. I would not be able to do this today. But I just pulled the trigger. I'm like, screw it. This thing needs to be back. And it needs to be Sean's. And he needs to keep a good eye on it.
Do you know where it is, Sean?
No.
We're right back to square one.
Yeah.
What? Now it's displayed on my dresser in my room.
Okay. I've seen it, yeah. And it's in like a
Gary's nice, got two cards.
It's in a little case, and so it arrives, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, do I keep it? No, like I didn't see him cry when we lost it. I thought I might be able to see a tear by giving it to him.
Not get tears out of Sean?
No. We were close.
Maybe.
And it was Epi and Sean and I, and I brought my son Marlon. He was probably 3. And we went out to dinner. And if I buy somebody a gift and I have to like wait until like an occasion, I just can't do it.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm like, no, this needs to be given now.
Yeah.
And Vanessa's like, well, save it for his birthday. And I'm like, that's in like 4 months.
Can't wait
this
that
is,
long.
This is being burning a hole in my pocket today. Right? Yeah. And I was like, hey, Marlon, like, go give this to Uncle Sean. And we're sitting there at the restaurant, and he opens it up, and he's just like, no. And I felt emotional. There was, Epi probably felt a little bit emotional.
Oh,
Marlon
please.
Was crying because he fell.
But he thought you stole it, though.
We were all on the verge of tears, and Sean goes, it's actually not the right one.
No.
How perfect would it have been if it was the one that was stolen, though? And, like, I'm giving it back to you after all these years.
I wish it could. That would make it such a better story.
Or I mean, but or then he's like, I can never trust you.
Of course,
you
Sean's pessimism shines when the lights are brightest. And this is a moment to, like, relieve the childhood trauma that we've been carrying around with us. And the first words out of his mouth were, that's not the right.
Signature is a little off.
No, I forget what the details were, but...
So, guaranteed the card he gave me is his signature, for sure, but it's not... It didn't come out of an Upper Deck pack of cards. Because,
how do you know?
Because they were numbered.
Oh, it's no
it was like,
on it. There's no number on it?
There's no numbering.
Can we prove that, like, by looking at that old newspaper article? Just make sure...
It has the numbering in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a recreation with the signature.
It's probably a card show card, like some Joe Montana was signing cards and someone brought that one.
I think
it was actually
you could definitely look that up now, right? You could see when
Beckett,
that
Beckett was
that,
that was
that,
you know,
no, I'm saying if it was like 106, you can find 106 when it was
oh,
sold.
Oh, and who has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You could definitely look it up.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I thought it was like 400 and something out of like
that's
1,000.
Let's get the article out.
Let's get it out.
I think I actually have it on my phone, friends.
Here we go, guys.
There.
But again, the excitement of being able to reward the trauma
and heal.
Yeah. It's good, brother.
Was brought down by
Sean's
pessimism.
I think that was a good move.
Yeah.
Well, is he truly healed, though?
No.
I don't know if he ever will be.
Because he doesn't know who took it. I think you're out of... I'm kind of willing to give Kyle the out here. Like
not guilty.
I don't think he's
not guilty.
Not guilty. No, Frank's still.
Listen, again, I am more than comfortable dying on the many swords that I have placed in front of
me. I almost want to say Wiki Wiki.
You don't know Jesse well enough.
That's perfectly fine. I want the person that the person that has the least doubt. And the most out, exclude. And the guy that's just like,
Definitely not Jesse. He takes the skin off chicken.
And here's another thing.
But there was a debate if he bought it or not. Jealousy.
Yeah, I lived in the house with my brother.
Jealousy's a strong scent.
For 2 decades, we lived together. You'd think if I had it, it would show.
Here's the picture here of Jesse holding it with me. I was like, what the hell are you doing, dude?
He's so pissed. Yeah,
he's in it. He wasn't even there.
Yeah.
I remember
that. It was at the Index Tribune.
Looking at this picture, Sean, he's holding it a little harder than you. I want this.
Does he have some ink, too?
I think I might be onto something.
All right. Everybody's a suspect now. Everybody's open. Kyle, you're back in.
I can't even tell
who's
who.
The third person in that picture?
Him?
It's one of the worst pictures ever.
Kyle's just like, I'm going to get that.
Who's in the foreground?
Me.
Okay, here's my receipt. Here's my receipt from eBay. It was $280.
No, then you got a... Jesus.
Did I get scammed?
Yes.
You got a Montana autograph, dude. Did it come with
You thought you got a deal.
It does have a rating on it.
It's okay, there you go.
We can definitely pull up this... article and we should get a better view.
No, I that is from the IT that they right. I had to pay for it.
Woo!
I think
like
it might
scam.
Even be an inside job. Maybe your mom.
Oh my
mom.
God.
Dude,
snaked
going,
it.
He's
going. Went to Lungwood's.
He is out of
Lungwood's
mind.
Sent
Frank,
it to, you know.
Come
so
off of this.
So out of
These
mind.
Are the kind of crazy conspiracy theories he usually talks
first,
about.
First he blames Val, and now Vicky? No.
You're hurting her feelings.
No, I wasn't. More Val was just setting
a
friggin' example.
Better,
like,
better.
Christ, you don't leave
you,
shit laying around,
have
son.
A good photo.
I'll show
that.
You.
Yeah, but
I'm sure they have
like
a real photo
like,
of it somewhere.
I'm looking at this stuff on Netflix now.
I found one that is numbered. I found one that is numbered.
That's not going to help her story.
There's 2,500 of them. I see 1,883. It's $800. So
let's buy it.
Let's get it right now. Do it.
So Lungwitz actually gave you a deal back in 91.
We can have two.
Oh my god.
Don't tell me you weren't a little emotional when you opened it.
I don't think we solved anything. But,
119 out of 2,500. That was the number.
No, I think we did. I think there's a triple.
And you had number what?
119.
The one you got in the pack?
Yeah.
That's somebody has that at a card show.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. If I ever see them.
Look it up right now. I know we can look it up.
Maybe it's like the guy that was spiking the Tylenol. You know, like someone put a fake Joe Montana signed card, and it's just a complete hoax.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Christ, he's devil's advocate over here. He's blamed your whole family.
We didn't have a dog, so we can't blame the dog.
But you agreed. I mean, it's like a good question. Shit laying on the ground, fucking.
It was never on the ground, Frank. It was in the.
But junk. Yet it was in the junk drawer. Junk drawer in the ground is. I don't know.
In no, a bulletproof it was in the junk case. Drawer. It was the most accessible drawer in our house. This is okay.
You're not giving yourself. You know the most accessible drawer in the Hershey house was the junk drawer.
Yeah, when anyone came over, like, if you have anything to put anywhere, just throw it in this drawer with Sean's freaking $1 million card.
I mean, Sean, was it one of those cases like the one I had in my Bo Jackson, where he's in the shoulder pads over his?
Yeah, that's great.
With the bat over.
Great
his shoulder.
Card.
And I had the screws.
It had screws. Okay. It was very like hard plastic.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Screw them out.
So we're talking probably
a little thinner. A little thinner.
Oh, okay.
We're talking probably like that. Okay. Maybe quarter inch.
Water resistant for sure. But
of course.
Submersible.
You know, safe. Safe in the drawer.
Stop, assess, focus, execute, which purely didn't happen at the Hersey house.
What one did we fail?
Back in 1991.
All of them.
It's not safe. You didn't stop to think what to do with it.
You didn't execute.
You know what, clearly didn't execute.
You know what we didn't think is that we were going to be heisted by my dad's friend Gary Lungwitz.
Yeah,
I was pretty certain that it's...
I just think Lungwitz is the most obvious suspect.
Okay. Well, let's
car dealer, I mean, scumbag.
No girlfriend.
can we wrap this up? Go around the table, everybody who thinks they did it. Kyle, who do you think did it?
Hold on, let's... Producer Polly, let's write this down.
It was Gary Lungwitz.
100%. One for Lungwitz. Sean?
I like to think it's still there.
Oh, God. At your old home.
Yes, that we no longer own.
It's in the junk drawer.
Okay. Lungwitz.
It's just under something. Like a little home. Like a coaster. It's under that. No one can see it.
Dahmer?
Mr. Oregon.
Yeah. Two for Lungwitz. One in the house. I'm going with WikiWiki.
Wow. Oh.
I'm just... He's pissed. I could just clearly see.
I think
I would be pissed.
You're projecting because you would have done it. If you...
I would have stole it?
If you were with your neighbor and your neighbor got that card...
He's not a stealer.
Dude,
I have Joe Montana.
You would end up in a creek.
I got a Joe Montana and a Huey Lewis signed autograph souvenir program. I mean, I've got plenty of my own.
He's doing all right, okay?
Well... I guess I'm just projecting because, Frank, you hurt my feelings by accusing my mother and my father.
I didn't.
That was out of line. We'll put that on
the. All right, two for Lungwitz, one at the home, one for WikiWiki.
So for me, I'm kind of, as much as I hate to not put it on somebody, I kind of agree with Sean. I think he hid it from himself.
So we'll put that for the house.
But my next suspect is Lungwitz.
Lungwitz.
It was Leibowitz.
Leibowitz.
Lebowski.
It was the dude.
He took it. Yeah. He had to have.
Well, I know Vicky is convinced that he's...
Did Grandpa Bob have Alzheimer's back then and maybe didn't know what he was doing?
He said probably five words to us.
We didn't really know him.
Yeah, he was just...
Came there. In, grabbed a card, and left.
He was just there.
I think he was an all-in-act. He was acting that way. Just to get to that card.
Do you know if...
Did he come
maybe Grandpa Bob and Lungwitz were in cahoots.
Can I ask a question? Did he come into your life right around when you found this card?
A little before.
Okay. They were married when we were born, right?
So how long did your father and Lungwitz know each other before 1991?
So the funny thing is I was cleaning out some stuff looking for this mic today. and I found a Joe Montana Upper Deck card. Was not signed, though.
Okay, thank so God.
Number 119?
When did we meet Dom?
91.
I'm trying to text Dana right now. It actually was in, the screws were missing. It's kind of weird.
What number was it? 118? Yeah.
What card was this?
I don't know, some garbage. Like, I think he might even be on the Chiefs.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, it's a great story.
I'm going to text everyone.
I have personally healed from this. I probably cried. I'm an emotional guy. I probably cried more than Sean. I have moved on probably 30 years ago.
Hey, we can all hear that.
I stopped it.
I moved on 2 years after, you know, I was still into collecting trolls at that point.
Pogs?
I missed the pogs.
Muscles? Muscleman?
Muscleman were pretty sweet.
I know.
I was into trolls.
Longs? Muscleman? That's where you got them.
Hey, guys, anything else? I'm going to give the Hairsty Brothers one last say on this, and then we'll go to halftime.
I was getting there. I moved on shortly after. I was hoping that I would relieve the pain and the misery that Sean had felt by purchasing him the signed autograph. Clearly that hasn't happened. There's no end to this caper.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
Investigation.
And maybe we do just run up to Oregon and just knock on the dude's door. We're adults now.
Well,
we'll shake his ass down.
Here's a little tidbit I've been waiting to share with you guys is Netflix has contacted me.
I mean,
they're pretty curious. Yeah. Okay, so might get a Netflix special coming out of this one.
Marlon can play Sean.
Yeah. Isn't it pretty crazy though? Like when you watch one of those Netflix, you're like, how are there so many photos of this stuff? Like going back in the day.
Who takes this many pictures of anything?
I know my mom used to, but I'm like, they're can't be this much, like, actual footage of stuff
well,
like
this. There's got to be photos.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Oh, fuck. Hi.
Garbo halftime went a little longer than we expected, but hey, we're back. And we're going to start right into best and worst first round picks.
It's no beating around the bush with this guy. Straight to it.
So, guys, uh-huh. These are best and worst first round picks for... Frank's pissing me off.
Betray area.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is for...
Stop it. Just stop it.
Did you see what you wanted to see today?
Yeah, I think we could just do Bay Area if we wanted to.
I mean, that's fine. I mean,
Jamaicus?
Let's just do that. And then we can expand in another episode.
Jamarcus Russell, hot
everybody.
Garbage.
That's everybody's pick is Jamarcus Russell. Or maybe Trey Lance.
Jamarcus was way worse.
I know, way worse. I know.
I mean, if you look at,
I think it was.
If you look at Trey's numbers, he's got winning numbers or numbers in the positive. He's got 5 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
How do you know that?
I know in preseason or
no, in his career with the Niners.
How do you know that?
He's got like 700 plus passing yards. He's got a completion percentage that's, you know, the norm.
57%.
The AV. Jamarcus just drank purple drink.
Yeah. Jamarcus is...
Didn't study.
I think he might be in the top 10 of all sports. Not just Bay Area, not just
I
NFL.
Think he's top 5. Well, maybe top 3.
Can I tell you what I'm doing over here, guys? I got ChatGPT going. Jamarcus Russell.
No ChatGPT allowed.
Jamarcus Russell. First overall, 07. Maybe the most infamous bust in NFL history.
We'll go to Bay Area. Golden State Warriors. Chris Washburn?
Ooh, I was waiting for Golden State Warriors. Is it really?
I see.
Dom will know this.
I see Joe Smith and Todd Fuller.
Joe Smith was
first overall. First of the first round.
Yeah. Look at Chris Washburn.
What was he?
Center. He was a number. Sounds he was like a Golden State. Power forward, I think. Small forward, power forward.
A little off. That's okay. Get his in, and you'll.
I was looking at you.
I mean, like, I'm just even looking at the Giants, and these are some big time.
Who was the outfielder guy from? He was a dirtbag.
Oh, Shinjo.
No, white dude, outfielder. He was just like he was like a short, little, fast, white outfielder.
Short,
was,
little, fast one?
Yeah, big feet.
Don't get racist.
Big feet, short, yeah. White.
Oh, last name started with an A.
Lefty?
No, righty. Sometimes GPT. Play third base.
God, we're going to need ChatGPT for this.
Help me out, Dom. Who is this guy? Sean?
Do you know who it is? Or are you just...
Yeah, the only one I remember that, like, I remember texting Becerra.
Becerra. It was the outfielder.
And he's like, that guy... sucks.
Yes. And who's it?
Gary Brown.
Thank you. Yeah. Outfielder. Yeah. Wasn't he from California school?
Yeah, he went to Fullerton.
Fullerton. Is that that's not the dirtbags, but yeah. Close. Yeah. I mean,
cheers. For you guys remember?
I couldn't remember his name.
How long was he in the...
I don't even think he made the big show, did he?
He definitely won a ring.
He came up?
He definitely won a ring in, like, maybe 14.
Because he was in the minor leagues? Yeah. I don't think he ever made it.
I mean, he literally ran it, like... He had that one, I think, stolen base.
Tom remembers. Look at him.
No, I love it because that's who the guy awesome. I was thinking because I was over at a friend's house who's friends with Becerra, and he's like, Becerra hates this guy. Hates him. He's like, mark my words.
Gary Brown.
Sorry, Gary Brown.
We're throwing Chris under fucking the bus, hot garbage. You're right.
We still need to get Chris on this.
Yeah, I know. Thing. 1,000%.
I really want him.
But even looking at some of these, I'm like, who are these
Bill
guys?
Drunken Miller, wasn't he a first rounder?
Quarterback?
Jim?
Yeah. Bill, I would rather
Bob,
be Bill.
Whatever
but
his name is.
You're right, Jim.
A couple of these people I think you'd remember, but like...
Don't tell me.
Going back through, let's see here.
Rashad Woods.
90.
He was a first rounder, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Thank you. who else? The linebacker, Alabama, Forrest.
Yeah, he was all right. Boss. The guy who
no.
was
Solomon
his
Thomas.
No,
yeah.
Well,
the
he
other
was
one?
A he was a loser too.
Same draft
but
though.
From Stanford.
Yeah. Solomon Thomas was.
Who?
Solomon Thomas.
Thomas. No, but this, I'm talking about linebacker. Yeah, we traded back in like late in the first round. He was like the 30th pick.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, linebacker.
Still just I just saw him in the USFL.
We're still doing just Bay Area here.
This is how smart you guys are.
Get on ChatGPT.
I'm on it.
That's cheating.
What do you got for us?
The garbage. Worst for the Niners is AJ Jenkins.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
The worst for the Raiders, Jamarcus. The worst, Joe Smith and Todd Fuller for the Raiders.
Nah, I don't believe it. Oh, Todd Fuller was a Wisconsin or maybe NC State.
Yeah.
Look it up. NC State.
Yeah, I think
NC. Drafted one spot ahead of Kobe Bryant.
Wow.
Quote GPT, ouch.
But Kobe Bryant was traded. The team was the Hornets that drafted him, and then he was traded to the Lakers for Vladdy. Smoking dirts.
Smoking dirts at halftime? I love that.
Vlad.
Halftime Siggies.
Halftime Siggies.
I feel like... It's a false memory, but I want to see him smoking a cigarette on the court. Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be amazing.
Him and Jim Leland, just like all...
people rubbing up against him, and like backing him up.
But I don't know. I mean...
Sig in? Fuck.
The Warriors are so bad. I'm like...
But to have Sig in an indoor stadium, like you can get away with it in baseball. You're like, I'm outside.
It was Jim Leland got away with it for years.
Jimmy Leland is the man.
Where was Divock from?
Slovenia?
No. You haven't seen that 30 for 30?
No.
Oh, it's a great one.
Is it?
Yeah, like his whole team, Petrovic.
Weren't they talking about Petrovic, the guy who played for the
and they
the
all
Nets.
Were like buddies, and then they all...
because they were fighting.
Yeah.
Eastern European.
I'll have to check that one out.
That's great.
Petra, wasn't he...
Drazen Petrovic.
The Kings, though?
Or no, he was a New York Nets. New York Nets.
But, yeah.
San Francisco Giants worst, according to ChatGPT.
Oh.
Matt White.
Never heard.
Never made the MLB. Pitched only in the minors. Seventh overall in 1996.
Oh, interesting.
Never laced him up in the bigs.
How about Oakland?
Todd Van Poppel.
Yes.
14th
yes,
overall.
I can see that.
Best high school arm in the nation.
Yeah.
Never lived up to that.
Yes.
Make it to the bigs, does
yeah.
it say?
Yeah,
he was on the A's for a little while.
I feel like I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Who was the linebacker from the Niners? It just come on, help me out here.
Yeah.
I think it was the same draft, Frank.
The Niners, they took Staley, I think, in the first round, and then they came back in.
I think it was the same draft as maybe, the Solomon Thomas pick. It was they were back-to-back.
No.
Guys, after we find this name, I want to go positive, and we're going to do the best first-round picks.
There's some that are pretty
good. Well, Jerry Rice, clearly.
Locked up. You're hired, Kyle. Frank's out.
Kind of a funny story, like, I don't know, roundabout way, so... Guy who was a high school phenom.
Justin Norman?
No.
Bobby Alexander?
We all know him.
His name is Bill
Travis Smith.
Rick Barry.
And then the Giants, you nailed Will Clark.
Buster,
you know what's a funny story? Sean and I saw Buster Posey before he played a Giants game. We went to a bar in the Tenderloin. We get upstairs, and Sean goes, "That's Sergio Romo." And I'm like, "Oh." We were pretty sauced up.
I saw you guys at Monahan's at one point in time, and the Giants came in after. You guys were like pouring in Fort Mason or something.
Was Darren Lewis a first rounder? I mean, he was more of the flopper.
But we're in this bar, and Sean goes, "That's Tim Lincecum. This is 2010. The season hadn't even really started.
It was starting like tomorrow.
Yeah. And Lincecum had just won his first Cy Young, right? And he was like the freak. And so then Sean goes, "That's Buster Posey. He's the guy that's going to get us there." And I'm like, "I don't know. I just got to buy Tim Lincecum a beer." And apparently he told Vanessa that I had nice hair.
Boof.
Damn.
Noah Lowry.
For Lincecum.
Lincecum is gay. You heard it here first, folks.
I mean, for Lincecum, probably the most famous hair in baseball history is at that point, for sure. To comment on mine, it was an emotional night. So Buster, Will Clark, and then the A's. The A's actually have two solid first picks.
Ricky?
He was not. I doubt he was in the first.
Reggie Jackson?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, and then, nice. Like, everybody's favorite.
Carney Lansford.
Tim Weiss?
Terry Stambach.
The other Bash Bro.
Oh, McGuire.
Canseco.
I mean, that was the glory day of baseball. The Bash Brothers. They made it hard not to be an A's fan.
Dude, I feel like if you... I know we grew up in the Bay, and that was in our face all the time, but if I was... East Coast, how do you not?
Oh,
the Bash Brothers,
oh
just
God,
like
you're seeing it come back a little bit. Like everyone comes in, and they give one of these.
I like it,
but they're not juicing like they used to. So those biceps and forearms, when they came together,
they were like WWF wrestlers.
That's
with
probably
the back
how the Loma Prieta earthquake happened, dude.
I want to be negative. I want to go back to worst. Ryan Leaf is probably pretty hot garbage. Well, fuck the Bay Area. Listen, viewer, just dropped.
Do we want to know about the Sharks? Is this important?
Ooh, Sharks.
Jumbo Joe? Or no, Marlo.
Pavelski.
Yes.
Pavelski.
And Pavelski, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do we need ChatGPT? We got you two.
Thank you.
The worst, second overall.
The guy we got right now?
Scott.
It was in 96. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Was he a goalie? No, it wasn't.
Andre
the goalie.
Zuzin.
No. Okay. Well, yes.
Over to have one.
Fair.
Uh-huh.
Okay. These are nice.
Journeyman defenseman never lived up to the end.
I thought we were going positive, like the best picks.
Well, I just wanted to.
He went to hockey. Sharks. We're just, right, you know.
Right. Keep going.
I don't know this kind of stuff. I don't know.
No, I like that you were doing.
I've given
a couple of
them. I think nobody else did any research.
No, I'm good. Yeah. Well,
the guy, the quarterback like with the Colts, Richardson, is looking kind of.
I think
dumpster fire.
He's like 22
like
years old. Yeah, I think
that's
he'll be
not looking
fine.
Good. Injury, not picking up the game plan.
Oh,
I'm just listening.
Okay.
And now talking.
You got to give.
Do we want to kind of move away from the Bay and go elsewhere?
So yes.
We okay. can.
No, yes.
Let's start.
Give me a stage. No, bro. Well, Ryan Leaf's got to be a no-brainer.
Are we in the dark side now?
Yes.
I think
we want to go dark.
No.
Let's get dark.
Let's go dark. So,
let's go with them.
Literally, Jamarcus Russell is the worst.
Fair.
Can we throw Ryan Leaf on this list?
Yeah, he already
said it.
What about Phillips, the running back from Nebraska? Rest in peace.
They're only giving me the worst for the...
Was he a first rounder?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the Rams.
3 or 4.
Yeah.
In 2013, a gentleman named Anthony Bennett was first overall. And he was out of the league fast.
Basketball?
Yeah.
That sounds like a basketball name.
Oh, yeah. No, he was the guy from UNLV. He was a Cavs. Yeah.
Oh, Dom knows.
Yeah, no, he was like... And number two, who was number two of that draft?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
It was in 2013. Yeah, you're the second loser.
This is why I want Frank and Kyle on the computer, each looking at their own stats.
And there's an MLB, I think his name is Brain Taylor, 1991, first overall, never pitched.
For what team?
I don't know.
So, there was a guy I heard that was number one overall draft pick for the Astros whenever they really sucked. So, that must have been what?
Kajana Carter.
14, 15,
Penn
16,
State,
right?
Running back.
And he just, I think, made his major league debut this year.
Oh, really?
How old?
He's probably, what is that? If he was 20 then, so that's 10 years, so he's 30 now.
I mean, what about Baker Mayfield? I mean, he didn't.
I don't know, man.
He's kind of resurrected.
Made a little bit of a comeback here.
Okay,
huge comeback.
People were picking the Buccaneers to make the Super Bowl this year.
I had this one, but I couldn't remember. Was the Boz? Was the Bosworth first round pick?
Yeah, he was, but he wasn't number one.
But he was a. He never.
He was a juicer.
Oh, he was. Yeah. We need to do an episode on
what about
he's
like
well, commercials now?
Oh, yeah. He did movies back in the day.
What about Jeff George?
He was great.
Jeff George was good.
Great. Holy shit.
I don't know about that.
He was the greatest second string quarterback on any team.
And that's what we're talking
He was
about,
like the contemporary, what's his name that's been on every team?
All right,
team.
What about Bill Izetta's boy, Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Stuff.
No?
I like him.
Top 12.
He's a Bay dude, too.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Bo Jackson?
Which sport?
Football. Short lived.
Man.
Michael Vick? Vinny? Testosterone? Alex Smith?
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
Was that below the belt? Man. Jim Plunkett? He won a Super Bowl.
I mean, Alex Smith, God bless that guy.
Bubba Smith had a great acting career.
In?
Mahoney.
Hey, as a Bay Area sports fan, I think everybody has
What's
one...
the cop movie?
Hey, Frank?
Naked Gun?
Picard. No, Police Academy. Police Squad?
Was Bubba Smith in that?
Wasn't he Hightower?
Maybe.
Frankie.
Or is that...
Question.
Yes.
For the table.
Uh-huh.
As a Bay Area sports fan.
Yes.
Everybody has an autograph at home, right?
I do.
And I think everybody has a Vita Blue and a Bubba Paris autograph.
I got Bubba.
Right? Everybody does.
I don't.
I have a Bubba. I don't have a Vita Blue. No Vita Blue, but I do have a Bubba.
Do you remember when he came to Sonoma and spoke at the Veterans Building?
Who?
Bubba?
Bubba Paris? He came and did like a big...
Bubba.
I got Bubba. He was at the Santa Rosa Mall,
Bubba.
The downtown mall.
County Fair and the livestock
no,
section?
No, just 4th Street.
What's
just...
his number?
There you go.
99. Oh. No, wait, maybe 77.
Bubba?
No, he definitely played through the 90s. Right?
Bubba was 77. Offensive lineman. Come on, what the fuck?
Oh.
But that was kind of one of those classic examples. Is he flooded the market with his autograph. Same with Vita Blue.
Junkyard. Vita.
Dude, amazing. But yeah. Everybody has a Vita Blue autograph. It doesn't make it as valuable.
I just have one part of the Doble V. I got Bubba, no Vita.
I have three. I'll give you one.
Okay. I have a Ronnie. Okay. I got a Jomon.
Sean's got a Jomon.
I didn't know we were bragging, but...
Sean had.
Have you heard the story about my card that got stolen?
Please, no, I haven't. Could you tell me?
Did you hear about this?
Fuck, when?
I haven't heard about this,
How
Frank.
Much time do you have?
Oh my God.
How much time do you have?
I don't know.
We should record that.
Shit.
Love you guys. So, this is the point where we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Okay? Everyone's kind of slurring a little bit. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know.
I don't know.
We're going to get into a citrus report.
Oh, God.
Sean?
Stand of the police. Whoop, whoop.
If I could find the intro. Help me out here, Kyle.
What do you want?
No. Wrong. It's calming, though.
All right, lay it on us.
I really don't like the citrus report. Every time I have to talk about this, I tell you guys that.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually have a citrus story this time.
Ooh.
It's story time, fellas. Why don't you sit your ass down, Scott?
I'm going to put some music on.
I actually just got a lime and a lemon tree.
Okay, so I love growing citrus, and Scott loves to make fun of me by making me talk about citrus in our stupid podcast. Anywho, so I love these freaking mandarins. They're called a Tahoe Gold Mandarin. Very difficult to find. They're out only like once in a while, but they're good. They're one of those citrus that are like...
What's the name again?
They just fall apart.
Tahoe Gold. Like
Tahoe Gold Mandarins, but Tahoe yet hard Gold to Mandarin. Find.
They're like shaking around inside of the rind. They're not even... Lake. Like it's so easy to peel, which I like. Easy.
Similar to like a sumo.
A little easier even.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Anyway, so I bought one a couple years ago, and it was in my backyard.
Wow.
And I said, self, I don't have enough sunlight here in my backyard. So...
Did Self do anything about that?
Self did do something about this.
Or was it Hun?
It was me.
Okay.
So this coincided with this silliness that we have at work where we have a camp Clos de Vaux day.
Mm.
And we had to talk about growth, personal growth, or whatever kind of growth you want.
Short-term or long-term?
You had to bring something to the event. It could be a cancerous growth, but I hope not. You had to bring something to work to share with the entire team. And I said, I brought... a plant, this citrus that wouldn't grow in my backyard, and I've brought it to work now to plant here, where I think it will grow better, and it symbolizes both career and personal growth.
Fuck.
Oh, God,
and literal growth.
And literal growth. So we planted
it. Have you ever heard your brother talk so...
poetic.
Yeah.
And globally and bigger than himself?
Not really.
So anyway... This tree was planted at the end of April, and I was just excited to watch it grow and finally bear fruit.
Where are we with it?
It's dead now.
Oh,
no.
Not even that. Not even that. Stacks of
no. It's completely dead. I went out there the other day because I was a little bit worried about it. I'm like, it could just be in shock. Came out of a little pot. Now it's in the ground. It's fine. And then I went out. Pretty. Friends, there's no leaves on it. The wood is dead. It's
could... Could Rosie have urinated on it numerously?
Not out of work.
Oh, it's at work. Excuse me. Okay.
That's kind of metaphorical.
It is. And so, I think what it could mean...
You're going to lose your job tomorrow?
Yes.
Fuck.
Well, might want to tell your wife.
I know.
Han!
That was a beautiful story.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for sharing.
All right. We're going to go rescue this thing.
So no, there's no rescuing.
So what do you think the... problem was?
Well, it could have been Longwits.
Fucking Longwits. Or Wikiwiki.
Salted it. No, I think what really happened is the dirt isn't actually that good. And I have a friend there that was helping me kind of water it and stuff.
Oh, it was Chris.
And he put a lot of fertilizer on it.
No, like, but Chris's wife hates you.
I know, true. It's a girlfriend.
Damn it.
Is Chris the one that helped you plant it?
Well, we can... shelf this, maybe next episode. Who killed the citrus tree?
Okay, there we go.
We got a lot of internet sleuths on our side.
We sure do.
I mean, they brought us closer to the card caper, so I can see this tree.
And yet we haven't gotten anywhere.
That's true.
We've gone nowhere with this.
Good point.
I had a good time tonight. How did you guys do?
I have to say, this has exceeded my expectations, and they were pretty low, but
as they should be.
I really enjoyed being a part of this. I look forward to listening to your voices. When I listen to this, I don't know if you guys have the same problem listening to your own voice, if you ever like check your voicemail. I hate my voice. But here we are. We're doing it. I really appreciate you guys coming over and doing this. I've had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Kyle, you have a face for radio.
Hey, he wasn't even here when I said
Dude,
that.
Dude, he said that at the beginning of the show.
I love it.
Nailed
that's
it.
That's a good night capper right there.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has told me that a dozen times.
Sean?
What, a final thought?
Life sentence.
I gotta get out of the citrus game.
Nah, you're doing great.
Nah, I don't think so.
You gotta get out of the Niner hat game, because the band is not working for me. Sorry, people who aren't listening.
Oh.
Seeing this, but yeah.
He has one of the... It's almost like a mullet. You know, you're like, it looks good... up front.
And then when you do one of these?
It's like, oh my God. I've never seen a hat fastener.
I know, I love it.
Nobody should ever build a hat like that. Never.
So instead of the snap back part of a hat, folks, there is no snap back of the hat. It's just a string with like a come along.
Like you could hang a... Like you said.
Like a Christmas tree ornament.
But I like the idea of the balls.
During the holidays, this is going to have a little something on it. Guaranteed.
Bedazzle it.
Yeah.
Feature
it out.
It is a good looking hat from the front.
Though. It is. No, absolutely. I mean, that's a false advertisement, hat. I feel like. It's almost like transgender. You're like, oh, I'm a woman. And then, you're not. No.
I'm rocking this in the back.
Okay. Are we done yet here?
All right. Sorry. Dom, life sentence?
Oh, man, I guess just for the past few weeks, next year, Giants, home baby.
Mm. Yeah, buddy. That's all we can hope for. That's it. Frank's drinking wine out of the bottle. Look at him.
Can I do a quick plug of the wine that I've been drinking?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm gonna
polish this bottle off myself. It's a 2018 Pinot Noir by 18. Three Sticks, and it's their William James Vineyard, which is in the... Sub-AVA Green Valley in the Russian River. It's delicious, and if you listeners are interested, feel free to contact my publicist. I can get you access to this wine.
Wow. It's not bad out of the bottle either, folks.
Oh, we have an endorsement. I've never seen Frank drink wine like that before.
I don't think we've seen anyone drink wine like the podcast so far.
I had a feeling. I thought that it would be appropriate here. I'm a wine guy.
Okay.
Well... What's great. Also great appropriate cow. And what is also my life lesson is if you have chicken, don't have any Harris's.
Oh,
cook
God,
it.
That's a great one.
Because yet again, we had Sean, what was that?
I don't know. A
couple years ago, chicken wings, pink. I think we'll give Kyle the benefit of the doubt, you know, a chicken breast.
Bit.
Well, it rushed, and it's a thicker cut.
I was be on there longer. I was not you aware that you were going to be hungry, Frank. I reached out. I asked.
Oh, he never responded.
Well, you guys did a side text, because I think Scott was mad, because I was just taking this.
Sean and I have quite the text.
Anyways, chicken heresies, beware.
Chicken a la hair, Steve. Thank you.
Chicken a la hair, Steve. Beware. We like our chicken breasts at least at 180. So
I screwed that
bring
up.
Your own.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, but thank you for having us. You have a lovely home.
Thank you.
We're glad that you cleared up nothing in regards to the card caper. And
we didn't get anywhere on that one. We're more confused than ever.
We've come away with more questions than we did answers.
Yeah, well,
so.
I had a friend today ask.
I don't have any questions.
I had a friend ask me today, like, how are you going to go about this? And I almost wanted to really throw a wrench in it all and admit to it that I had like destroyed it out of just.
But that would be a lie.
It would, and I'm capable of lying.
I know.
And I'm. At this point in my life, though, if it needs to be told the right way,
Well, especially it's not even worth $1,000 anymore. It's like,
and not to me, Dom.
Yeah, especially the one that's not the right one. Yeah.
We should have sold
numbered.
It.
Gotta be numbered.
What you got, Scotty?
Oh man.
Oh boy.
Ooh, here we are. I had an absolute pleasure with y'all tonight. It's been fantastic. Good to get everybody back.
What's up, Bug?
Yeah, we'll get him back one of these days.
Bugs, we loves.
Love you, Bug.
Bug.
Keep on picking.
Keep. But I have this quote on a picture in my room. It was like a fortune cookie quote. It says, you know, you can't stop the waves from coming, but you can learn to surf.
Boom.
Oh,
yeah. Mic drop.
I got a lot of booze there.
Yawn and a boo.
Wish I had something better for you guys.
No, that's beautiful, great. Scott. That's beautiful, Scott. I'm all on board with that.
Kyle likes it. I don't give a shit what you think, Frank.
Don't fight it.
Sean?
I didn't like it very much.
We're about to rest.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get hog tied again.
What are we going out to, boys? Name a song. First person gets it.
Ordinary?
Oh, God.
What is it? Give me a name. Everyone drew a blank.
49ers.
Yeah. Give me one song.
Stroking.
Okay. Stroke me.
No,
stroke me.
No. Stroking. It's stroking.
Clarence Carter.
Yeah.
Stroking. Okay. Let's see what
all-time jam. Actually, I wanted to make one point, if I could, because the softball.
When I start making love, I don't just make love.
We have a game tomorrow against your guys' softball team, and we all bailed. So you guys got.
How do you know we all bailed?
Uh-huh.
Well, who said that?
He told me this too. I had no idea we could play in a consular game.
But I am a free agent. So if
we're starting a whole new team.
I'm looking.
We're gonna get Buddy Beal. Frank's like, you always tell me you're trying to recruit Buddy Beal.
We're gonna get Boog and Buddy Beal. 2 weeks later, well, Sean's gonna play. Maybe Kyle and Buddy Beal.
Frank, dude.
Loves.
We're going to have a good team.
I'm sure.
We're going to have a good team.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Bump stroking and get this.
I'm sure.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking. Something. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love?